How long have you been in the Yukon, Judy?
Oh, I was born here.
So, where did you stay? Were you in Whitehorse all the time?
Yes, I was brought up in the, well, I went to school in the Baptist residential home, then after that I came down the village here, stayed here.
Which Baptist residential home?
The one they had in town here. Baptist Mission.
How did you like the residential school?
Well, I didn't care for it because they were too strict, and then they forced, I mean, you had to go along with their religion, like the Baptist Church.
You mean to say that Yukon Hall wasn't in order then? Wasn't?
Well, I went to Yukon Hall for 3 years after the Baptist Church, Baptist residential school was taken down, and we had to go to the church there too. We were forced to go to the, well, I had to go to Sunday school, and then you go to church in the evenings and that too.
How long were you in residential school altogether?
Oh, about 8 years.
So, and then you went home in the summer and?
Yeah, we stayed there for 10 months, and you go home for your summer holidays.
What do you do? What sort of work do you do?
You mean right now?
Well, before.
I used to do chambermaid and waitress, and then it was around 64, 65, I took a course at the vocational school for bookkeeping. And then after that, I worked for the Whiters Band for 4 years as band manager. And then now, since my dad had the store set up, now I'm running the store for him as a manager.
What does band manager do?
Well, you look after everything for the chief and counselor, plus what goes on in the community. Try to get things going on in the community, and you have control over your staff and that. It's a lot of work.
What sort of things did you get going in the community?
We had bingos going on down here, and we had a recreation director that'll get out and do things for the children. And we had housing programs, repairing houses. And we had, a couple of years ago, we had things going for the women's here, like sewing curtains and try to paint, we have painting the houses and a bunch of little things going on.
Were these things that you started?
Well, I wouldn't say I started. So the chief and counselor, whoever, you know, was in council that time, had brought this idea up, and it's up to me to see that it works out. I believe that was part of my job.
Is it unusual for a band manager to be a woman?
I think so.
Were you the first one?
Pardon?
Were you the first one?
I believe I was. And there was someone else in Dawson City after that.
Do you plan on running the store for the rest of your life, or what are you planning on doing?
I hope to run the store for about at least a good 2 years, and I don't know what I'm going to do after that, but it just depends what comes up ahead of me.
You've got no real plans?
No.
What do you do in your spare time? Do you do beadwork at all?
Sometimes I'll do beadwork if I'm actually in the mood for it. I used to do it there when I stayed home for about a year. I did some beadwork there for my mother, or else I do it just for myself, but I've never done any to go downtown and sell it, you know. And other times I crochet, or else go fishing, or try to do something that my people had done a long time ago, like dry meat or something. It's the first time I'm ever going to, you know, do it, and I'd like to take a try at it.
Do you know how to tan hide?
No, but I've seen it been watched. I've watched it done, but I've never really tried it myself.
Have you found any problems living in the Yukon? Well, we don't have enough education in the Yukon. Like for say you
well,
want to go back to school.
Yeah, like if I was to go back to school now, if I do, I'd probably go and take my bookkeeping over again. But I have other sisters. I have one sister, for example, that's, she said that she had got kicked out of school. So she goes around and apply for a job, and they said she's too young to be working. And so then what, how is she going to live? I mean, she can't live off her parents all the time, so she goes for assistance. And you know, they said you should be out working, make your own living. But how can you when she's too young for it?
Mm.
And a girl at her age right now, I don't think would rather go back to the classroom and sit there, you know, being out of school for 2 or 3 years or so.
How old is she?
She's about 16, I think, right now. 16 or 17.
You think that women have any special problems in the UK or in Canada?
Well, right now I think it's sometimes it's babysitting. You know, if you're sure, I mean, you have your husband working, but then, I mean, you have your personal bills and so forth and that, and it's hard to come up with a babysitting money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a woman was to go to work or go back to school and upgrade herself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have transportation problems. I can see that in the village here with some of the girls that wanted to go back to school or something, but they're having babysitting problems. And you don't make that enough too, to pay for it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cost of babysitting right now is so high.
Mm-hmm. What do you think should be done along that lines?
I think, I don't know if they have, I've never tried any of these babysitting service, but I think some of them should go along to what that person makes a month. You know, really find out. Something to do with transportation. A lot of them will have transportation problem. Like if you have 3 or 4 kids in the, you know, you have to walk, or else you either have to take a cab.
Mm.
You know, it adds up to quite a bit.
Mm. Are you a status in it?
No, not a status.
Is that through marriage?
Right.
How do you feel about losing your status just because you're married?
Well, I don't care for it really. It's just, to me, it's not fair. I mean, I'm Indian, as far as I'm concerned. I can see why I have to lose all my rights is because I marry a white man. You know, I should be allowed to my rights that my sister and my mother have.
Did you ever think of not marrying, I mean, not going to the ceremony in order to keep your status?
Well, that's what's going to happen now. As far as I'm concerned, there's no... I don't know. It's actually up to the individual themselves.
Mm.
And I've been told a lot of times why you know what's going to happen. Why did you marry a white man? You know, it's
mm-hmm.
it's personal. I don't think. I don't know. It's terrible.
Would you ever consider? Just living with a man instead of getting married in order to keep your status?
Well, I think that's what's going to happen, eh? If they want to keep your status. I made a joke about it a lot of times. I told my husband that I'd divorce him and marry an Indian so I'd have my rights back and just go back there and live with him again, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Had you thought about that at the time you got married?
No.
Just since it's been coming up before.
Well, at the time we got married, you know, that was around, I don't know when it was now. I didn't know too much about an Indian status rights. know. I didn't know any too much about this until it was around 69 when I started working for the van, and that's when I started taking interest in this Indian movement of mine. Mm-hmm. And these are all the things that I found out then.
And you say that you have one child. Would you ever consider sending her away, or
him?
Would you consider sending him away to a residential home?
No, I don't think I will. Not the way. I mean, not the place I've spent my years in. I'd rather him go to school from home if I can have it that way. It's too strict as far as I'm concerned where I was when I used to go. You have to wait for the bell to ring, this, do this and that, and line up, and then you go and have lunch, you can't talk. You do get caught talking at the table and go for a strap.
There's a few residential schools, like in BC, that have been taken over by the Indian people, and I've heard that the like when the white people were running it, the laws and the rules were pretty slack. But as soon as the Indian people took it over, it's really strict again. What do you think of this?
I don't. I can't see how it's going to be really, really strict with the Indian people.
Maybe it's strict in a different way, is it?
No, no. You have to be in by a certain time. It seems.
I only think it's right if a person has to be in a certain time, because you need your sleep and all that, you know, the next day. Because you don't want to go to school and then fall asleep in the classroom and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put a time on my own child too. If he gets older later on, he should be home at a certain time. I can't see him running around all hours in the evening and then try to make it to school in the morning.
Yeah. He'd
still be wide awake.
You were talking about a different kind of strictness,
weren't you? Yeah, it was... Like, if you don't do something right, you probably end up getting a strap, or you can't go home that weekend, and,
you know, right,
to have your little merits.
Hmm.
I mean, they were after your bed and that, too. Your bed got a little wrinkle in it or so, you know, you have to go back and fix it up for you. You've got a point against you.
Oh,
it adds up, and then you can't go out either Saturday or Sunday if you stay inside.
Hmm.
At the time there, we weren't allowed to go any place. You know, you just have to stay right in the yard there.
Were you allowed to speak your language?
According to what I understood, when I went there, this could have happened to the ones that were a lot older than I was, because I started when I was in grade one, going to the residential. I couldn't speak my language at the time. But from what I heard from the older people, they weren't allowed to.
Would you like to bring up your child any differently from the way you were brought up? Or would you like him to have a different sort of life?
Well, he would be brought up pretty close to the way I was, but the only thing I'd like him to do is to learn our language, how to speak it, and I'd like to get him to learn about my history, and he'd also have to learn about his father's background and so forth, his history. And to be brought up, you know, where he walks around and makes fun of people and stuff like that. And I'd like him to know that he's also an Indian person. And that, you know, be brought up in home. Because right now you see some you even see now on TV how they show Indians there, you know, they're always the bad ones. And then you turn around, look at your son, and they always, you know, they said, "I'm not an Indian, he's a bad man," or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
White
people to know about Indians. What would you like to teach them?
Well, for some of the white people, I like to let them know that all Indian people are not that bad. Because you see them talk about it and the way they act, this and that. You know, they maybe you see one Indian doing something wrong, and right away they think the whole works is the same. It's, you know, it's just not that way. And yeah, I think that should be also brought up in the school right now. I think the Indian language should be going on in the classroom.
Instead of French, maybe?
Right. I don't see how our people is going to benefit from French, learning French, you know. I think they should be brought up on their own language. It's, a younger child cannot communicate with the older people anymore because you don't know what you're talking about. Try to speak to them as plain as you can in English, they still don't know. You know, you'd have to get another person to translate for you, then they'll understand just what you're talking about. And they're not going to be here all the time, but you know, you need the language. So.